America's rural areas provide most of the country's food, but the people who live there often go hungry themselves, especially in the West. Census figures show that there is a hunger belt that stretches from New Mexico to Washington State. Rural counties, where up to 15% of the population say they have limited access to food. Oregon tops the list, and as NPR's Robert Smith reports, it is still a mystery how in this state, that boasts an image of prosperity, people are going hungry.
The city of Pendleton in eastern Oregon was built to serve people just passing through. First, it was a stop on the Oregon Trail, then a prosperous railroad town. Now the train sometimes brings more hungry mouths to feed. Out back of the Salvation Army soup kitchen, manager Dave Kyle says he often sees people hopping off the train for a hot meal.
If you sit here long enough, you'll see a face peeking out of a boxcar as it goes by.
Towns like Pendleton have become stops for a new kind of pioneer. People coming through looking for jobs or seasonal work, a cheaper place to live, or some food to get by.
People are hungry, but nobody's starving. You know, I think people are learning how to cope with a lower level of income.
The free lunch today at the Salvation Army is turkey and gravy. And each of the 45 people who show up bring stories of their turbulent lives. One couple had their trailer towed and are living in a tent. One of the single women just had another child and doesn't have the money or the energy to cook. A man named Ralph sits in back with the 5-year-old daughter of his fiancée. He had a temporary job fighting forest fires last summer.
And after that ended, didn't have nothing.
I
applied for jobs left and right and left and right. Never got nothing.
The food line is just one of the ways he's making it work.
Otherwise, we'd probably be going to Taco Time or McDonald's or somewhere like that and spending money that way that we don't have for something else.
And there are times, he says, that he's even skipped meals because he didn't have any other option. It's not starvation by any stretch, but it's known as food insecurity. Families juggling rent payments, utilities, and insurance bills sometimes let meals slide. In Oregon, 14% of the population said their access to food is sometimes limited. 6% of the population reported actually going hungry. The latest numbers came as a shock, even to those in the business. Paula Chavez is with CapeCo, a food bank in Pendleton.
It really scared the heck out of me, because I'm thinking, how many people that could be living right next door to me, who I think are doing just fine, who are skipping meals, who are, you know, sending their kids to school hungry because there's not enough money for food.
It was a surprise for researchers, too. Oregon's poverty rate is slightly below average. Mike Leachman with the Oregon Center for Public Policy says everyone wants to know how Oregon could have more hunger than a poor area like the rural South. His theory is that it has to do with income distribution.
The economic boom of the 90s really reached the poor in states like Mississippi much more effectively than it did in places like Oregon, where the economic growth was driven so heavily by high tech. What happened here, I think, was that the benefits of the boom really flowed disproportionately to the wealthy.
Meanwhile, the rural areas of the state got hit from all sides. The timber and fishing industry collapsed. High electricity prices shut down the aluminum mills along the Columbia River, and agriculture slumped. Those families that got hit the hardest became more transient, taking seasonal work in the fields or picking mushrooms, moving from one small town to another. Leachman says all this instability can be made worse when you're far from home.
You know, we saw a 20% population increase over the 90s, and that means a lot of people who are here probably without the kind of family networks that help folks get through tough times.
Food agencies in Oregon say they are willing to step in and become that support network, but there's another challenge faced by rural western states, the wide open spaces. A forklift at the Community Connection Food Bank is moving pallets of cranberry sauce and yellow cling peaches. This garage in La Grande, Oregon, sends food out to the tiny towns scattered over four counties of mountains and rolling prairie. Carmen Gentry, one of the managers here, says the remoteness of some of these towns makes it much harder to get hunger assistance.
Transportation is a huge issue. A lot of people have no way to get to their food stamp appointments, so they're sitting at home with no way to get anywhere and no help.
In some of these small towns, the food banks are only open once a month. Tammy Brock, who picks up boxes of food for her three children, says the biggest hurdle out here is still the rural sense of self-sufficiency.
It was incredibly hard for me to ask for help, so I'm sure there are people out there that don't ask. They think that they either don't need it, don't deserve it, or there's the pride issue.
If there's some good to come from all this publicity about having the highest rates of hunger in the nation, it's this. At least those having trouble finding food in Oregon now know they're not alone. Robert Smith, NPR News, Pendleton.